Hello, Bill. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello, is this Bill? Or Phil?
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, Tim.
Yes.
I'm tying into the main sewer from my house.
Okay.
I'm working with the plumber.
Okay.
He figured the main was about 8 feet down and started digging from the house and put the 4-inch pipe coming out of the house and put the hole in the wall. And we get out to the main. The main is actually a little over 6 feet, but it's not quite. I mean, it was about 3 inches higher than where, by the time you put your tap in and everything, it's about 3 inches higher than it was at the house. So, and when we got out to the main, we saw water coming in from the trench, and the trench for the main's only been in there maybe 5 years, something like that.
Okay.
With sand's falling.
Right.
Now, he thought he might have hit the pipe with the hoe, but it turns out there's just groundwater or something in the trench.
Well, think about it. If you've listened to the show on a pretty regular basis, you'll hear me talk all the time about linear French drains.
Right.
You know how to get the water away from your house. Well,
yeah.
When you dig a giant trench with a big track hoe and put a sewer in and then fill it back up with all that granular fill, that's a giant linear French drain. So you bet it holds water. So
okay.
So I wouldn't be worried about that. I mean, that's not your problem. You have a far more serious problem.
Well, my concern is that linear French drain is now going towards my house.
That would be correct. That's right. You're exactly right.
And so I presented this issue to the inspector. Of course, you know, he took it as some kind of a challenge to his ego and the, and the plumbers, you know. And I'm, you know, of course, there are, you know, who am I?
I've never heard it put that way, but I like that line.
So... because the trench is a little bit lower than it needed to be, there's going to have to be some fill, whether it's... They were recommending sand. And I said, well, water's more likely to pass through sand than it is through any... I mean, that or gravel.
Well, correct. I mean, it's going to pass much more readily through 1-inch gravel than it will through sand, because you've got more void spaces in the 1-inch gravel.
Yeah. So... the inspector came out and he left a note that said, put 57S in there, which is, I guess, a washed gravel.
Right.
And I'm thinking, well, isn't that just going to invite the water to come into the trench? He wants that down around the pipe.
The answer is yes, but my question is, though, we haven't even talked about it. What are you doing about the negative pitch on the sewer line?
Well, I went ahead and put a hole up about 6-8 inches higher.
Oh, I see. So you fixed it at the house.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so I was like, oh, my goodness. Your sewer line's not going to work.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that end is fine.
Okay.
But my concern is this other deal, and this is it's the inspector is my problem.
Well, the all you can do is waterproof around the foundation as good as possible. And is there a – tell me about the topography of your lot. In other words, I would think that where this sewer line extends to, just because of the natural topography, that's the lowest part of your land, you know, out near where – the sewer, you're tapping into the sewer. Is that a correct assumption? Or?
Yes. Actually, it's the highest part.
Really? Okay.
The street level would be about 4 feet above my foundation.
Okay, so as we go to the back of the house, the ground's dropping away.
Yeah, basement level, ground level is ground level.
Oh, okay.
Basement floor is at ground level.
Oh, well, then The way that you could solve this problem, and now may be the time to do it, and I don't know your lot, I haven't seen a photo, I don't know anything, but you have a chance right here now, actually, to make your house pretty waterproof into the future. You could actually have the backhoe dig a quick trench around the house right now.
Yeah.
Whichever the shortest distance would be, and I know it's kind of disruptive, but you could put in a deep linear French drain that would eventually daylight right behind your house.
Okay.
So all that water, you know, in other words, it kind of intersects this sewer trench at a 90-degree angle right now.
Uh-huh.
You know, and put in a perforated 6-inch pipe at the bottom of it, fill that up with just about a foot of gravel over the pipe. You don't need much, you know.
Yeah.
And extend that around the house. It'll daylight out the backyard. You'll never have a problem. And, the problem is I don't know how disruptive that's going to be to your property, but that might only cost several hundred dollars, maybe $500-$600 right now to get that done, and you'll never have to worry about it.
Yeah. I proposed that idea, you know, and nobody wants to incur the expense. I don't mind the expense, but everybody feels like they're into this thing too far. And then, well, what about if I took, like, where the pipe is going to be now, it's only about 32 inches below the ground. So.
Okay. Well, then we'll go rent a little backhoe yourself.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Even how about a trencher?
Like, yeah, go, sure.
And just trench around myself.
Sure. Is
let
the
those guys go home and?
That's right. Is your soil pretty? Is it rock free?
Yeah, pretty much. So I mean, there's one here and there, but it's clay.
Absolutely. Go get yourself one of the trenchers, and it'll work just fine.
Yeah. Okay.
It's going to work just fine, and absolutely, just do that, and you'll not have any more. You won't have any problems coming into the house.
All right. Well, what about this? Where he's wanting to put the gravel around the pipe coming my way.
Well, you got to do whatever the inspector says.
Yeah, I know. He just
do it. Just do it. It's not an issue because you're going to solve the water problem. You know, coming the other way. You know, by this extra trench. Just there's no sense fighting it.
Yeah, I got you.
What was that movie? The Matrix, wasn't the cell line for that movie, resistance is futile, futile, you know?
Yeah.
I think it was. Well,
yeah.
It's just, that's the, God bless building inspectors. We need them. Don't get me wrong.
I agree 100%.
And several of them are good friends of mine, but some inspectors, I love the way that you put it, challenging his ego. Some of them develop an attitude, and because of the power that they have, and you know, they have a lot of power, and they can abuse that power. Some of them, so it's really unfortunate to see that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you would know this guy. He's got quite a reputation for that.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, let's not name any names. It's a sad. You know what I mean? It's a sad thing because there's no need for them to have to be that way. You know, I mean, I don't. Well, you know, it's something genetically or chemically in their brain that they just feel that need to exercise and abuse that power.
Yeah, my idea is, hey, you got a job. I mean, there's a mission to be accomplished here, and throw all egos aside, mine first, and let's just figure out how to do this right, the best way, and go for it.
Exactly. You know, and it just, oh, well, you know, so there's, you know, just have to live with it. Bite the bullet, man.
Okay, Tim.
You know, the other option is to move to Colorado, and, you know, it's just not as tough out there sometimes.
I'm thinking about that. I was out there last winter, and I'm telling you.
Head
that way.
I'm telling you. All right. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Good luck.
Okay, thanks.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right.
All righty.